Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Back on Darren, Donick, and Chase on this Friday, ESPN 102.5, The Game. We are practicing social distancing. This is show number 7, where we have been in our homes and apart, and we'll continue until we get through this together. Let's bring in NASCAR driver Alex Bowman. He is on the line with us. We've been talking what NASCAR has been doing a little bit differently this week, which has so far been a big hit, but we wanted to check in with Alex. Alex, how you doing?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for doing this. Of course, in the 88 car, I just want to ask you, we're all, you know, in unfamiliar territory. We're all doing things that we've never had to do, and there's no sports, and this is just a strange time that we're in. So I'll just ask it. We talk about it. You do it. So what has it been like for a guy like you, a young driver, that, you know, right now you can't do what you should be, you know, at the beginning stages of a long season, NASCAR season, and yet you guys are shut down for the foreseeable future sometime in May or until it's deemed safe to return to the track. So what's it been like?
Yeah, it's been interesting for sure. Definitely different. Not a whole lot going on. I mean, it's either watch Tiger King or play iRacing. So it's a pretty crazy time, but just kind of hanging out at the house and trying to get caught up on this iRacing thing. I've never really done that before, so learning as I go there. I already finished Tiger King, so you guys are in for a ride on that one, but it's been interesting for sure.
Well, that's ironically, that was our first segment of the show, and I'm just through episode 1 last night, so I finally broke down, and Willie is through episode 3. Chase is going to hit it hard this weekend. So we're at the early, early stages. Already our listeners are screaming on Twitter, don't tell us what happens. Obviously, a lot of people are watching. So you just kind of hinted it's going to get a lot crazier. The ride's going to get a lot bumpier. Is that what you're telling us?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, Carol fed her husband to the Tigers. So, you know.
That's what the internet says.
Yeah, she did it for sure. It happened.
That's what the internet and social media says. It's okay. Well, okay, we'll just leave it at that. So, okay, well, actually, before we move on, thumbs up or thumbs down overall? What did you think? Was it good?
So I kept seeing people being like, "Hey, I'm watching Tiger King. This is wild," and I would scroll past it, and I'm like, there's no way I can get into that. Like, I'm not going to sit and watch Tiger King. That sounds dumb. And then I got really bored, so I watched the first episode, and I was just absolutely mind blown. And I'm pretty sure I watched the whole thing in 2 days. So big thumbs up on Tiger King. Big thumbs down at Carol. But, yeah, it's a hell of a ride.
See, now you're pulling me in even more. Now I've got to know a little bit more because Carol is, you know, she's in episode 1, but, you know, they're setting this. It's clear that they're setting the scene for what else is going to happen. So you've also talked about iRacing. Tell us more about it. Tell our listeners more about it. And this is a really cool concept and just, you know, what it's been like thus far for you.
Yeah, it's pretty neat, you know, to be able to put on a show for the fans and have something to throw up on TV on the weekends. It's been fun. I'm not an iRacer by any means. My teammate William Byron is really big into it, so I've been trying to lean on him to learn what I can. But it's been neat. I think this past weekend was the first time I've played iRacing without a beer in my hand, so it's definitely a different approach for me than normal on the computer. But been having fun so far. It's become really serious really quickly. We're having conference calls and all kinds of stuff, just trying to figure out how to get better throughout the team. We've got sponsor decals and all kinds of serious stuff now. So we are all in at Hendrick Motorsports on the iRacing side of things. But if you're going to do it, you might as well try to win, right?
Absolutely. Alex Bowman is with us. He's the driver of the number 88 Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolet, and iRacing coming up this weekend on Fox, 12 Central. They will be racing at the virtual Texas Motor Speedway. So let's go back to last week at Homestead. You had a good run going, and I saw on Twitter that you had to have a bathroom break, so you let Finn jump in, and didn't go so well.
Yeah, that's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it.
Finn is his dog, for those that don't know.
I let my dog drive, and we were running up front, and I came back, and the whole field was crashed, and my dog was just looking at me like I didn't do it. So, we crashed the whole field, including my teammate, which he was actually pretty mad at me for that. So that was an interesting evening after calling him. But, it wasn't a bad day. We finished sixth. You get resets after you crash, so you just got to drive down pit lane, and they give you a new car, and you get back going. Sometimes I wish we had those on Sundays, but it was interesting for sure. Some guys, I race a lot, and then other guys don't I race at all. So there was a big experience level difference throughout the field. Some guys crashed a lot, some guys didn't crash, some guys practiced a bunch, other guys just showed up and completely winged it, like my teammate Jimmy Johnson. He crashed the whole field too, so it was a good time. It was really entertaining. I'll be interested to see how, as the seriousness level goes up over the next couple weeks, if it stays as entertaining and fun as it was, because I think the lack of seriousness last weekend is really why it was fun for me. And a lot of people are taking it really serious now, so it'll be interesting to see how that affects it.
Yeah, I've seen some of the rigs that some of these guys have, and it's crazy how much money they put into it. But Alex, the way that you can interact with the fans and they're able to watch this, whether it's on TV or on the computer, and they just see you guys having fun. I mean, that's got to be the most important part of this, as you guys have this downtime.
Yeah, absolutely. I drove a lot of the race while tweeting. So obviously you can't do that in a real race car. So I had some pretty live updates of how things were going. So that was definitely interesting and fun. Trying to make some pit strategy calls and tweeted asking what the fans thought I should do a couple times. So little stuff like that. It was fun. It's different. It's so much different than what we normally get to do. Things like there's like an open dialogue going on basically during the race, and you have a headset on so you can talk to everybody that you're racing against. So you get, like, in the real race car, we yell at each other all the time, but the other guy can't hear you yelling at him. Whereas on the video game, you can yell at the other guy and he can absolutely hear you. So that got pretty interesting a couple times. Some of the guys were pretty heated in there, but it was a lot of fun.
What's the cool thing about it is it's a mix of, the Cup drivers, and you got some Truck Series drivers and Xfinity, but also a couple of retired guys, Bobby Labonte, Dale Jr., and Dale Jr., of course, has been doing this for years. So what's it like racing against those guys?
Yeah, it's cool because you see, like, a lot of guys, you look at a guy like Timmy Hill that has never had a shot in good equipment, but he iRaces all the time and is really good at it and ran up front the whole time. So it's cool to see guys like that have success in it. And then to have guys like Bobby Labonte and Dale Jr. go run, that was fun. Obviously, Dale's really, really good at it and almost won the thing, so that's cool. He still drives with one hand, which is crazy. he kind of does that in the real race car too, with how he used to move his hand on the wheel throughout the corner. So it was cool to see him have the success that he did. And I mean, anytime you get Dale Jr. involved in anything, fans are all about it. So I think that's really good for everybody.
You obviously have had a lot of success to start off the year. Got the win at Auto Club Speedway, your second career win, and it feels like that you have really established yourself as one of the top drivers in the NASCAR Cup Series and the 88 car. Do you feel like that now you have made that your car, your team, and it's not so much, I mean, everybody's going to remember Dale Jr. as the driver of that car, but this is now Alex Bowman's team?
Man, I'm trying to, for sure. I think that's something that's difficult to do. I mean, you look at the 24 with William, and he still gets that all the time. And Jeff Gordon wasn't even the last guy to drive that car. Chase Elliott was, you know. So it's hard, you know, when you have somebody super successful or the most popular driver or whoever in that number before you. From the inside, like inside the team and inside Hendrick Motorsports, it's my team, my car. You know, it's not really thought of as Dale's, but from the outside, from a lot of fans' perspective, it's still Dale's car. And I'm the guy who took over when Dale retired. And that's just kind of how it is. You know, when you have somebody so iconic, in the car before you, that it just kind of sticks around like that, but that's fine. I mean, Dale's been a huge part of my career, and I wouldn't be here without his help, so I'm okay with it. I just want to go out and win a bunch of trophies, and we're off to a good start with that this year.
Alex, last thing. We had our show at the Music City Center leading up to the NASCAR Awards banquet that was in our town, and we talked to a lot of drivers and a lot of people in your sport. We had a good time over there that day, and of course that was leading into the start of your all season, which we always know is the big one, Daytona 500, to kick off your season. And the three of us were watching. We know the rain delayed it. Then Monday we were watching it live when the crazy finish happened. I know drivers don't really think about that stuff, but when you see that, now that you've had time to reflect, I mean, what Ryan Newman went through, and to see a wreck like that, and to know how incredibly dangerous your sport is. Every time you climb in the car, something like that could happen. What goes through your mind, and how do you approach that as a driver?
Yeah, I mean, it's something we all approach every week. You know, no matter what kind of race car you get in, there's no race car that is completely safe. So that's just part of driving a 3,400 pound stock car at 200 miles an hour. But for Ryan to be okay and really have as little injuries as he did, he almost look at it as a miracle, because that crash just looked terrible. So very thankful that he's okay. But NASCAR's done such a good job at making these cars as safe as they can be. And improving that all the time. I mean, all the time they're trying to improve that. So I think him being as okay as he is a testament to all the work that NASCAR's done, how tough Ryan is, and everything like that, because that hit looked terrible. It
Yep.
looked like one of the worst possible situations all around. So just really happy that he's okay. Each and every time we strap in a race car, whether it's a stock car, a sprint car, or a midget, or whatever you're racing, that nothing is ever completely safe, and you always have that in the back of your head.
Alex, well, that's a good ending. I think your dog is saying wrap it up. And thanks for pulling
apparently.
Us in a little bit more with Tiger King. Now, there's no doubt with the weekend approaching, we're going to get through this entire thing, especially after talking to you. Keep having fun.
Absolutely.
We'll be watching, and we can't wait for you guys to get back out on the track, and we can all get through this together, and sports fans will be so excited to see live racing again. So thanks for doing this.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys, for having me.
All right, be safe. That's Alex Bowman, NASCAR driver in the 88 car. Good interview with him. We will come back and discuss some things you heard there. Trent Dilfer, by the way, will kick off the second hour of the program with us. We're excited about that as well. More of Darren, Donick, and Chase next here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.